Can I just say
something further? I just wanted, I know it was at Leicester City yesterday, and I just want to reiterate that my thoughts and everything are up there with everybody at Leicester. I live up there, and really, really sad, sad events what happened on Saturday. And yeah, just a passing thought for the people that lost their lives, and also to Glenn Hoddle, who is hopefully making a speedy recovery. I've done a couple of things with Glenn on television, so hopefully he's doing good. Okay.
Right, where are we going?
Paul.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Congratulations on the appointment. How does it feel to be back in management?
Great. It's I've had around about 6 months off, and you start to get itchy feet, as they say, and can't wait to get going. Really, really looking forward to it. Can't promise anything, but I'm really, really looking forward to get going, and this will be the first real day that I'll see most of the lads, really.
Considering your strong association with Ipswich's rivals, Norwich, did you have any concerns about taking this job at all?
None whatsoever. As I said before, I don't want to go back to the Norwich time, because it's seven years ago, and I had three fantastic years. And with everybody there, not just myself, the staff, the players who actually done it, I had three supporters, I had three fantastic years there. And I don't want to harp back, and I don't want you to ask me questions about it, because I'm only focused on that switch now to try and get this football club away from the bottom of the table, and that's exactly what we'll try and do. I don't want to be judged by past success or failures. I'll be judged from now on in, and we'll hopefully climb that table.
So not expecting any animosity from the fans on Saturday, your first home match?
From the Ipswich fans? No, not at all. No, I think I saw them on Saturday when I was at Millwall, when for a team that was sitting at the bottom of the table, we were excellent, right behind them. And I'm sure that if we win games, it doesn't matter who's there, they'll get right behind the football club.
You've had a few days now to settle in somewhat. What have you identified as the key issues that you need to sort out with this squad to get them back to winning ways?
What happened in the past, as I said before, you can't change the past. What's happened in the first few games, I would identify things pretty quickly and try and sort them. And that will come from a collective. We need everybody, as I said before. We need the team to enjoy playing football again, which I think is important. We need the team to play with enthusiasm as well, with the drive, the hunger. And I will give it 100%. Everything I've got, I'll give it. With my experience, with heart, everything I've got to try and make this club successful.
What has the hierarchy at Ipswich said to you about what they want you to
achieve this season? Do you know, the owner, Marcus, has been really good. Really, really good. And there's no great expectation level on me at this minute in time. None whatsoever. Just, we have to get winning football games. And if we get off that bottom of the table and we go on a little run, you never know what it can take you. But there's never any expectation level on me, on my shoulders. I know football inside out. I know the pressures of it. I know the pitfalls of it. And it's something I'm really looking forward to.
There's lots of players in the current squad from lower leagues. How will you use the January transfer window to perhaps change that if you feel you need to?
Once January comes, I'll deal with it. I've got more important things than winning football games is more important at the minute. I know the lads haven't won many games, but they should still have a squad good enough to win games or do better than what they're doing. That's important. So my job is to get them, maybe try to do different things and playing the way I think they should play. So and that's what I intend to do. So the most important thing is to win games.
Will any funds be made available to you?
Any what, sorry?
Will any funds, money be made available to you for the transfer window?
I'm pretty sure myself and Marcus and everybody at Ipswich will have a talk. Come January time, I'm pretty sure we'll look at that and hopefully add to the squad come January.
You've obviously spoken to the players and had your meetings and everything like that. What's morale like at the moment?
Well, I only came in on Sunday with the lads, and the group that trained were excellent, really, really good. Spoke to everybody, the staff, everybody, and everybody's really upbeat. I think if you come in the door, you wouldn't think the club's in the position it's in. But it is in reality, it is. But my job is to change the whole the whole feeling of that, the whole mood swing of it. And you don't get jobs when clubs are going great, so you know there's something not particularly going well, and it's my job to try and rectify it.
How will the Ipswich side that play against Preston on Saturday be different to what the fans have seen previously?
I think that listen, that whether you have people can say, oh, it's a new manager, we'll get one or two wins and it'll go back to normal. That's normal, what people think that way. My job is to try and keep it consistent and try and get, as I said, get the players and the supporters to interact with each other. And that's what we'll try and do. We'll try and get everybody behind everybody. We need everybody. We need the staff, we need the players, we need the fans to be united. And I think if we do that, and as long as they see a team really fighting and really playing a different way, then they'll get right behind us.
And finally, are there any injury updates or concerns ahead of Saturday?
There's one or two little notes from last weekend, but I'll see how they are. I'll see how they are come the rest of the week. And but as I said before, we as a squad, we're going to need everybody. Okay.
Paul, welcome back to East
Anglia. Hi, Tom, how are you?
Yeah, very good, Paul.
All right.
Good to see you again.
You've not changed.
Neither of you. Well, yeah. Possibly both of you look great
yeah.
The way you
were. Yeah.
You've had some tricky jobs, haven't you, over the last few years. How do you go about an instant repair job here at Ipswich?
You try and, as I said before, there's not a secret in the game of football. I think you just try and win games and that keeps everybody pretty happy. And but I think what we have to do here is create an atmosphere where it's we're going to have a lot of fun with it as well. We're going to try everything we can, and we're going to have fun, and we're going to try and win games. And if we do that, then we've got a great chance. It'll be a better place to come and work when your atmosphere's a lot more upbeat. And we'll try and generate that. And if we do that, then you've got half a chance.
Would you have come here had money not been available to spend in January? Because I think the consensus amongst most fans is that the squad needs some serious help.
It needs some help, but I don't think you can. Listen, if money doesn't always guarantee everything, it doesn't. It can give you problems as well, and we have to get the right players in here to help. There's no point in saying we've got X amount of money and you go and spend it on lads that are not good characters and things like that. So we have to get the right type of player to come here first and foremost, but we'll create an atmosphere here where it'll be a good place to be.
You say you want the right type of player to achieve so much of your success at Norwich with young, hungry players, developing players from the lower leagues. Do you think you're going to try and replicate that sort of formula here?
I don't know. As I said there, Tom, that was 7 years ago. That's a long time. The leagues got stronger than what it was. They said before, the Norwich lads, they were brilliant, they gave me everything, and they're the ones that deserve the plaudits. And I've always said that them and supporters carry that through, and I'll try and generate something here. That's what I have to do. This is my club now, and I'll do everything I can, 100%, throw everything I've got in it. And the people who know me down this neck of the woods know that that's exactly what I'll do.
Do you still rank, in terms of management, your achievements at Norwich above all else?
As I said there, I think I said there earlier, that it's gone. It's 7 years ago. This is my club, and this is the one I want to really focus on, and this is the one I really want to drive it. And I want to have a lot of success here. And as I said before, I'll give it absolutely everything I've got. And as I said, let's see what happens.
I know you clearly don't want to talk about Norwich, but
Tom, you must be right. He's winding me up, aren't you?
But I suppose so many people in these parts do remember you know, for those glorious days. You had wall-to-wall success, didn't you, for three straight years? Mm. And you also masterminded some incredibly telling victories over then your nearest rivals, Ipswich, deep down. And given that no one's done it before, managed both clubs, can you believe you're here?
Football, nothing surprised me in football. I said, I'm proud to be here. I'll say that. I can't wait to get going. I really can't. And I've got a group of lads that want to do well, which is really, really important. I've got a club that wants to do well. There's a big support behind this football club as well. And I think that's my main focus, is Ipswich Town. And I will do everything I can. I keep going back to it, but I'll put everything into it. I've done with all the clubs I've been at. I've never once not given everything I've got. And this one will be no different.
obviously you left Norwich 7 years ago on a crest of a wave.
We got a whip switch, Tom.
I know. Obviously you've had a lot of kind of short term, you haven't been at a club for, you know, a prolonged period since. Do you feel under some pressure here at Ipswich to achieve success in the long term?
No, I don't feel pressure, no. I don't feel pressure. I've never felt pressure really in any game I've kind of really been in. There's different types. Even as a player, I've never really felt it. And I played with some massive clubs, so I know exactly how pressure goes. I know exactly how management pressure goes. The game is all about players and supporters. That's what the game really is about. And without the two of them, you don't have a game. I'll try everything I can to help them, along with the staff, everybody. And as I said before, if I can get the spirit going and a tempo going, then we'll be a good side.
And just finally from me, I know you mentioned there's no expectancy on your shoulders here, but I mean, how tough a job, how realistic do you think survival will be?
Every job's tough, whether you're at Manchester City or United, Liverpool, every manager's got a challenge on their hands. It doesn't matter what where a team is on the table, every job you go into, there's a challenge here. And it's, put it this way, I'm really looking forward to it, that's for sure. I'm not frightened by it. I'm really looking forward to it. I know it's a huge club, great history behind it, but we have to start somewhere. We the history, you respect the club because of the great players that have been here, but we can't be compared to years gone by. We have to try and do our own little bit, and as I said before, you respect the history because it's huge. The FA Cup, respect the great managers this club's had as well. But we have to have a start, we have to have a chance, or else we've no chance. We have to have that chance to do it ourselves. And if we do that, then, as I said before, we'll 100% for sure, we'll do fine this year.
Wish you well.
All right, thank you.
Paul, good to see you again. Confidence obviously is key.
Yeah.
Is there anything obvious that you saw on the pitch on Saturday which leads you to believe that there is a lack of confidence?
I think this week, the way it's not just Saturday's game, Donovan. I think there's been a few games where the lads maybe just haven't got going and suffered one or two defeats. But it's normal when you're not winning, that can happen. But as I said to them the other day, that forget what's happened in the past. You have to look to the future now and what's going to happen. And I'm pretty sure, I'm sure they'll see a different team. Whether we win on Saturday, I don't know. Nobody knows that. But I'm sure you'll see a different team.
In terms of the fun element you're trying to introduce, how do you quantify that? How do you do?
You've got to make the place a happy place to come in. You've got to do that. You've got to make lads want to come and enjoy football. Whether they make mistakes or not, it's irrelevant. If they make mistakes, it's my fault. It's not their fault. So I'm telling them how to do it. So come and enjoy football again. I think that's about enjoy the game.
And you mentioned the fans.
Yeah.
I mean, the crowds have been pretty low in recent years as well, so I suppose getting that enthusiasm amongst the supporters is a key thing.
Massive, absolutely huge. I say it's a big supported football club, and we have to get them on side. I think they're a vital taste to get behind us, and I'm pretty sure we'll get a good crowd on Saturday, that's for sure.
All the best.
Thank you.
What was your reaction when you first got the phone call from the owner, Paul?
No, the same kind of reaction I probably got from any other jobs I've been into. It was great, okay, no problem. We want to have a chat, it's absolutely no problem. So, that was, if you look at the amount of managers out of work as well, there's thousands out there that want jobs. And I was fortunate that Marcus asked me to have a chat, and I got on with him really, really well.
You've not been afraid to take some tough gigs during your time in management, have you? A lot of the clubs you've gone to have been not in great condition, so what is it that motivates you to take these type of jobs?
I love the game of football. And even though some of the clubs, yeah, but they're good clubs. They're not, I never came away from any club thinking, no, I wish I never took that, or not once, because they've been good clubs, and there's been good people I've met on the way as well, which is important. And I think when you meet good people, then you stay in contact with a lot of good people. So the clubs I've been at have been very good.
It takes to take on the jobs, the position that these clubs have been in. You know, like you say, you're not frightened to take on big challenges, are you?
No, done it all my career, and I won't change. That's the way I am. And yeah, I have certain standards that I try and hit, and when you fall below them, you get disappointed. But I've been not too bad success-wise. It's on failure, as I said before, but I don't want to be judged by success or failures. You judge now what's going to happen.
Did you say to the players on Sunday when you met them for the first time?
No, I just gave them an outline how I work and what I expect from them as well. But not just the players, I spoke to the staff, everybody, really. And everybody, to be fair, everybody's been great. And as I said before, this is my real kind of first day with everybody. And I'm really looking forward to it. So once I finish with you guys, I'll get ready and go out.
The motivational approach, I think some people were expecting you to come in and tell a few home truths and a few rockets. But you know, it sounds to me like you're going to try and, you know, inject a bit of fun and tell people that they're good players and try and get a bit of confidence.
There's a bit of both of it. I think management now has evolved and the game's evolved. There's a bit of both in it, but you have to enjoy what you're doing. You have to really enjoy what you're doing, or else there's no point in doing it. And there'll be times where you have to tell people it's not good enough, but there's also times where you have to have that release of, let's go and enjoy the game of football. That's where you play well, is when you enjoy it.
Mm. You've talked about January window, you free agents, is that something you might look to in the shorter term?
I don't know, I have to judge what's here first. Even though the lads haven't won too many games, I'm not going to judge what happened 15 games or so ago. I have to judge with my own eyes now to see what's there. And if I think we need help, which I'm pretty sure we'll need a little bit of help in January from it. But you have to be fair to everybody at this moment in time.
Well, Saturday's game, the next two games look quite big on paper in terms of the position in the table and where they are. How big are these next two games and how much do you need the fans turning out in force on Saturday?
Well, the next two games are huge. I mean, listen, every game is huge in the league. Every game, whether you're trying to get out the league or stay in it, every game is massive. And as I said earlier on, the supporters, this is a big football club with a really, really good fan base behind it. As I said before, if they can not judge us what's happened before or anything like that, to come and get right behind us, it'll be a brilliant atmosphere. And I'm pretty sure they will. I don't have any fear or trepidation that they're not going to come out and support the team, they will. But we have to give them something as well. But for 90, 95 minutes, they have to come to the stadium as well and enjoy their time. They pay a lot of money to come to the games. They pay money to come and see the team win. So when they're in that stadium, they also can have fun as well. They can enjoy it. But we have to give them something as well.
You wouldn't have taken on this job if you didn't believe you could keep Ipswich Town up, would you?
No. I'm ready for it. So I can't wait, as I said before, I can't wait to get going.
Very best of luck.
Thank you. Thanks.
Hiya. Report in the paper on Saturday, a £10 million war chest you're going to be handed in January.
Is that news to you? Well, if you're telling me that, then that must be true. Then
I didn't write it.
As I said before, I haven't bothered with anything like that one bit. The most important thing is that we're here now, really, and we've got more or less a full week to prepare for the game on Saturday, and that's my main focal point. I know in the back of my mind it's we need maybe a little bit of help come January, but also the more important thing is to get to try and win on Saturday.
And we've learned who your staff are going to be, but not
scouting
staff. Are there going to be any changes on the scouting side?
Listen, I haven't met a load of people. But I need to find out and who does what and what's going on, really. So, but everybody's been really good, really good. As I said, the main focus is on this week and try to get Saturday's win.
And young players, I'm sure you know the traditions of the club. Mm. So many players come through the youth system over the years, and that there is you that there's a sort of rich crop coming through at the moment. Are you a manager who uses young players, who does draft young players in?
Well, if you look what I've done previous, then if you're good enough, I'll throw you in. I don't have any fear whatsoever. If you're good enough and I think you can handle it, I'll throw you in. It doesn't matter to me. I needed a manager myself to give me a chance when I was 15 at the time, and he gave me a chance. And if I think you're good enough, then definitely no problem with throwing you in.
Thank you.
Sorry. One of the hallmarks of his success up the road in other places has been your dramatic finishes, late goals. Can Ipswich fans expect that sort of seat of the pants type football?
I hope we don't need to score late goals. That means we're chasing the game, and we have to go on the front foot. We have to play with tempo and intensity, and we have to go on the front foot. I don't like slow football, and we will have our own style to try and play. If we can get late goals, but we have to keep going from 90 95 minutes, whatever the game's going to last. And but as a team, we have to play on the front foot. That's for sure.
It's more exciting football.
I don't know what's obviously happened before, but my own mind, we, as I said before, I'm not going to promise anything, but hopefully lads will play the way I want them to play.
The squad's been talked about a bit, lacking a bit of championship experience. Mm. In your experience as a manager, how important is having players who know the league for fighting relegation?
There's a handful of lads here that have played a lot of games. As I said before, maybe they need a little bit of help. That's not to say lads who haven't played the division can't step up to the mark. I've done it before. A lot of lads that always get told that they won't step up, and all of a sudden the lads do it and go and make a great career for themselves. So it all depends on the individual. If they're good enough before, and I think they can go in and do it week in, week out, then I don't have a problem where they've came from.
And you touched on it just then. The owners talked about playing attacking football. Do you see that something that can be done this year while battling relegation, or perhaps a longer term aim?
Say that one again.
Playing attacking football, do you think that's something that could be done while battling relegation, while in a relegation fight? Or?
Yeah, look, listen, we have to win games. There's no doubt we have to start to win games. And I don't play any other way. We try and go and win games, which I'll try and go and do. We'll compete with every team that we play against. And as long as we compete, and as long as we're doing everything we can to win games, then I can't ask for any more. I won't change my style of trying to play in the front foot.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Just do one quick pick.